On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg peaking at 29 degrees tomorrow, Polokwane 30, Pretoria 31.
In the words of Rob Forbes, the traffic in Joburg is bad, bad, not good. From the Buccleuch interchange all the way through on the N3 South, you can expect slow-moving traffic to past the Geldenhuys interchange in Germiston. There are roadworks, there are accidents on that route as well, and slow as well on the R24 East in Bedford View as you head towards Gillooly's.
Someone else who is bad, bad, not good. Liverpool forward Mo Salah unlikely to be in the squad to take on Inter Milan in the Champions League. And David Miller happy to be back in the Proteas mix.
The National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola confirmed that the police have arrested three persons of interest in the death of Witness D from the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry into Interference in the Justice System.
Soon we will register a breakthrough as the police remain on high alert for those behind the killing of Mr. Fadan Merman.
He addressed the media in Pretoria following the death of 12 people in a hostel in Saulsville. The victims were at a shebeen when a gunman opened fire. At least 12 people were killed and 13 wounded.
We do have an idea of what may have led to this incident. However, intelligence is still gathering and analysing information that has been received.
And in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court, the five suspects accused of recruiting South Africans to fight in Russia's war with Ukraine have been released on bail under strict conditions and includes their passports being withheld. That includes accused number one, the radio presenter Nonkululeko Mantulo. She's been released for 30,000 rand but won't be able to attend a conference in Venezuela this week. The court heard that she's been to Russia five times since September this year.
The valid passports of accused 1, 2, 3, 5 shall remain in the custody of the investigating officer, Captain J. Gianni, pending the finalization of the case. Accused 1 is ordered to notify the investigating officer within 48 hours should she intend to depart on any domestic travel.
In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa has warned that the South African Communist Party's intention to contest elections independently poses a serious threat to the unity of the tripartite alliance. Delivering the political overview at the ANC's 5th National Generation Council in Boksburg, he said the alliance remains a key pillar in advancing the National Democratic Revolution, but its stability is under pressure. Anastasia Mokhobu is there.
Ramaphosa told delegates that the ANC must reflect honestly on what the SACP's move means for cohesion within the alliance, especially after recent by-elections highlighted the impact of divided support.
We must acknowledge that the decision by the South African Communist Party to contest elections separately threatens the unity and the cohesion of the alliance.
He says the NGC must confront the implication of the decision and determine how the movement navigate a shifting political landscape while pursuing organizational renewal, unity and accountability. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Boksburg.
Then we move abroad to news. We've just received a magnitude 7.6 earthquake just hit Japan. The country also issued a tsunami warning after this major quake. We'll keep you posted here on Jacaranda FM. I'm Madeline for Share More News at 6.
Thank you, Madeline. It is 5 past 5 this afternoon. The new questions for Alphapalooza are in.
Yes, and we want you to take a shot at maybe winning 5,000 rand for yourself today. Quiz and your name to the WhatsApp line 084-850-0942. You could be playing and be an Alphapalooza champion on a Monday. Let's go.